Bears.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Wow. Just got back from Illinois. It's 97 degrees. Got stuck in traffic in Chicago. Went to Michigan, 10 hours away. Went to Milwaukee, hung out there for a little while. Then we came back through Wisconsin. 97, 96, 94, 93. Today in the state of Minnesota, it's 84 degrees. Pretty crazy heat, friends. It really, truly is. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, phone lines are accessible if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-877-807-9977. Again, that phone number is 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to check us out online, it is sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check us out on Facebook as well, Sons of Liberty Radio. Check up on all the updates, uploads, and the such, the posts, new videos, comments, referrals, responses, and the such. Of course, that's what's there. Again, you can check that out on Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or you can be my friend, Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E on Facebook. Now, folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice, the pro-murderers, the pro-choicers, as they wish to call themselves. They wish to silence guys like us. The patriots that the globalists despise, we are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. And again, do check us out and welcome to the show. Now, folks, this is the radio show as well where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And we are also turning talk radio into do radio. You can't do one without the other. I'll show you my faith by my works, Paul said. And remember what George Washington rightly said when he said deeds, not words. And that aligns itself with scripture, 1 John 3:18, when he said, my little children, let us not love neither in tongue nor in word, but in deed and in truth. So we show you our faith by what we do. We show you our love by what we do. It's a work of faith and a labor of love, of course. And greater love is no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his brethren. Folks, the Sons of Liberty, it's all about you. And hopefully you see the demonstration of love by our actions, not by our lip service. It's a parallel that. Remember, Jesus said, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. Well, how about honoring God with everything that we have the way that we're supposed to, Jeremiah 29:11-13, and then and only then will we find our God, because he is our inheritance and we are his. And the Bible says that he delights, it's his pleasure to give unto us the kingdom of heaven, and that men might find their faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Holy Spirit. So let's get over to some of these comments. Some of our listeners, Facebook comments, texts, and the such. Michael Horton said, keep up the great work, fellas. Sure. Michael, this is about you, right? Carrie, you want to jump in? I don't want to pat myself on the back too hard, right?
Indeed. Okay, so this gentleman said, just read Bradley's blog on freedom to break the law. I love the fact that Bradley can see right through the crap that people consider reporting as news and cuts right to the real issues. Keep up the great work. And that was Eric Colvin, president of Creation Today.
I actually talked to him yesterday. He started talking to me. He started shooting that stuff off at me. And I said, he goes, brother, I was just going to call you and tell you what the deal was. And, man, I'm reading one of your blogs right now. And I said, well, hey, he said what you just said through referral. And I said, would you put that on paper? And he said, sure. He said, it'd be better as a commercial. I said, well, you can do that, too. Carrie's available. So, but he's on vacation, right? poor Eric Hovind, but we appreciate that. Thank you very much. Jeff Holloway, he said, hey, Mr. Dean, I listened to a few podcasts and absolutely love them. He said, I'm like you, a rock and roller. I love my country and try to stay engaged in what's going on in it. I find your broadcast very refreshing and engaging in our culture. Of course, it's timely, isn't it? One last thing, I have Rachel Maddow to thank for discovering you. I saw a post from someone that has her speaking against your ministry. The post was meant as showing her as being slanted to the left big time, you think? It's definitely showed that, he said. He said, thank you again, sir, for what you are doing. Hopefully we will meet someday. Hopefully we will, Jeff, and we do appreciate your response. We thank you for listening, friends. And again, I want to let you know that it can go a lot further than just your texts and your responses, though we appreciate them. Phone lines are open, 1-877-807-9977. We love hearing from you. 1-877-807-9977. Actually, just shout out a new text aren't on the front page of WorldNet Daily yesterday. Who supports this administration? I'm going to be kicking that topic off today. Again, who supports this administration? Friends, it's going to blow you back because you're going to find that a majority of the American people do not support. And I will bring it through line upon line, precept upon precept to explain my position and what the facts are. As John Adams, the second president of the United States, rightly said, facts are stubborn things and truth demands a response. Yeah. Oh, what did Benjamin Rush say? He said, controversy is only dreaded by them that advocate errors. Those people hate the truth. They really do. But we're going to be talking about Obama supports only, and his support, by the way, only comes from those who are at war with our constitutional republic and those who are at war with God, who gave us our rights to establish our constitutional republic. Huh. Interesting. If this is the first time you've listened, because you've heard us on, well, just yesterday, Dr. Bill Daigle's radio show, Nutra Medical Show, or SRN News. Guys, did you hear Bradley Dean? They called me up yesterday and said, hey, what do you think about this Trayvon Martin business going on? So I gave him my opinion. I said, it's totalitarianism. They love to smack you in the face and pull your hair, and then they cry victim, don't they? Yeah. See, it's not an issue of law. What happened to what Martin Luther King rightly said concerning the Zimmerman case and the Trayvon Martin case? He said, well, obviously said this in the 60s, and he was killed in 68, but what he said was true, and it still stands true. He said that we're not to judge a man by the color of his skin, but by the content of his character. Now what we're seeing is black folks who don't like the outcome, they're judging by the color of the skin, and they care less, they could care less about the content of their character. And that's how they want to bring about resolve. Well, you have to have law to establish judgment, to establish righteousness, so we can have peace and resolve. See, and if you don't have a law, then it's based off of opinion, and we don't really care about your opinion. We care about the law, and we care about the facts. Zimmerman was exonerated. So this is an issue of not judging a man by the color of his skin. By the way, that in which the state-run media has been doing since day one, trying to make out George Zimmerman to be a white man when, in fact, he's a Latino. So who's playing the race card? And for those that didn't know, Trotsky back in the 30s came up with the term racist. He was under Stalin's regime. And he said, what we do is we call people racist. We browbeat dissenters. So there again, there's the method of totalitarianism. They smack you in the face, they pull your hair, and then they decry victim. Well, they are the ones that are actually perpetuating the crime. And again, I said this before so many times, and I say it again, friends, when you can learn their methodology, you will win the day. They put evil for good, good for evil, light for darkness, dark for lightness, so on and so forth, Isaiah 5. We're going to come right back, and we are going to talk about Saul Alinsky's disciple, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. And I got a question for you, friends. Who supports them anyways? Because I'm still trying to figure out who they are. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977.
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I want to ask you if you can spell the word shop out loud for me.
S-H-O-P.
Okay, what do you do when you come to a green light?
Stop.
Luann.
Oh, man.
Okay, is it proper English to say egg yolks are white or egg yolks is white?
Egg yolks are white. Egg yolks.
You are making this fun, Luann.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Yes! I love that! Folks, 1-877-807-9977. I asked you the question right before the break. Who is supporting this guy's administration? Saul Alinsky, Obama's master, in the book Rules for Radicals, A Practical Primer for Realistic Radicals, page 126. Listen carefully. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Folks, in this particular situation, you are the enemy to this administration. If you agree with the Constitutional Republic and the God that gave us our rights to establish the Constitutional Republic. Listen to again what Saul Alinsky, Obama's master, said. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. So in other words, how do you take control? First of all, you divide and conquer. But you also give the impression to the people that there's no sense and it's just completely hopeless through oppressive measures. So they use the state-run media, who has a 21% approval rating, to keep inundating the American people with the fact that there's no sense. They're way too big for us. No, let's do the math. 312 million versus 545 people. We got a lot of good people in government, too, by the way. But let's just take the bad ones out of the 545 and put them up to the 312 million. Because when you do that and you parallel the numbers, friends, it's pretty astonishing why the American people are sitting down and capitulating in the face of what the media promulgates on them on a 24/7 basis. Last week I talked about how the regime, the Hitler regime under Goebbels, under Hitler, just told the people, keep telling them a big lie until they believe it. Because sooner or later they will. And that's exactly how they're attempting to control the people. Now going back to this case with Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman, remember it was racially ignited from the very beginning. And who did it come from? From the President of the United States, who's attempting to divide and conquer. Of course that's who's responsible for what's going on here. And see, this whole racial war issue, this is water under the bridge. It does not belong to my generation nor your generation. And I'm going to get into some more details in just a couple minutes here that will kind of open it up even more for you to understand about as to what I'm talking about. It's not just the state-run media that lies to you, friends, but it's who's working in the state-run media, the radical homosexuals. For example, you got Chris, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Matthews. Hey, listen to this, friends, as a matter of fact. Can we go there really quick, Gary? This is Chris, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Matthews from MSNBC apologizing. Now listen to me, friends. Going right along with the administration because he's got his head so far up someone's backside, it's stinky. But listen to what Chris Matthews from MSNBC, by the way, their logo, their motto, their slogan is lean forward. That is a communist slogan, so they are in literal bed with this administration. And if you see the way Chris Matthews responds to Obama, the man can do no wrong, according to Chris Matthews. Yet when, in fact, when you lay that crooked stick of the Obama administration up to the Constitutional Republic, everything that they do is completely crooked and criminal. But listen to Chris Matthews real quick, friends, and tell me what you think about what he just got done doing. 1-877-807-9977. Here's old Chrissy.
We got to continue this conversation, gentlemen, privately and on television. I mean, a lot of people out there. I'll just tell you one thing, and I'm speaking now for all white people, but especially people who have tried to change the last 50 or 60 years. And a lot of them have really tried to change. And I'm sorry for this stuff. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, thanks,
Chris.
Never,
thank you. And
hey, white folks, what he's saying is he's apologizing on the behalf of all the white people in America for what happened to Trayvon Martin. I didn't know it was an issue of color. I thought it was an issue of law. Because, again, my father tells me that all nations are one blood. So who is creating and why are they creating this racist atmosphere? Because they're trying to incite domestic insurrection. You need to know, friends, I know what I'm talking about. They are attempting to divide and conquer. They're attempting to incite domestic insurrection. That means they are trying to create war on the streets. The same thing they did with Rodney King when they withheld all the facts when he got beat up by the cops. Was it excessive? I'm not even talking about that. It was an issue of law. If you look at the facts behind the Rodney King case, he was a felon for armed robbery. He was speeding. He was going through stop signs. There was two other black fellas in the car that totally obeyed law enforcement officials. Where Rodney King stood up and started charging the police. See, all that information was withheld. What about the O.J. Simpson case? Remember CNN, they came out with a white response and a black response? Why would you do that? Outside of the fact that if you have a little common sense, you can see exactly why they do that. And these people should be held responsible for the crimes that they are at length responsible for. They are the ones that are responsible for withholding information that created the crimes. And we are where we're at today because the American people have some disillusioned thought or thought pattern that the state-run media can do what they want to do, that they're not to be held accountable for their violations of law. As again, as if to say that they have the right to break the law through freedom of speech, which is completely untrue. By the way, that's why we're suing Rachel Maddow. She does not have the right to sic a jihad on my household or sic a bunch of radicals on my household. She does not have a right to do that. She does not have a right to pull down a disclaimer and then heighten the accusation on two different reports concerning my ministry. She does not have the right to do that. And what I did is when she did that is I went and retained myself an attorney to go after MSNBC and Rachel Maddow and hold them accountable for the crimes that they have committed against me and my family and my ministry. How do I know that? Because I make reference to the law. They broke the law and they must be held accountable. There is consequence for violating law. Just ask the police officer that pulls you over for speeding. So it all comes back down to common sense. I want to go over to Piers Morgan again just to show you how the state-run media is actually being used in an attempt to ignite domestic insurrection by promulgating racial wars. They're the ones creating this, friends. The state-run media are the ones that are directly responsible right behind this administration in an attempt to create domestic insurrection. That is their hope, so they can bring in a new order. They have to create the crime so they can bring in by force a totalitarian system. We got 3 minutes on this break. Listen to CNN's Piers Morgan speaking with Reverend. Oh, this is going to be good. I was going to say Revy, but Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson. He's a black preacher. Jake shared something with you yesterday from a black preacher that are speaking the truth, and they're not falling hook, line, and sinker with the Al Sharptons and the Jesse Jacksons of the world. And by the way, a good majority of the American people see these two clowns for what they really are. They're being used by the major clown, well, the major puppet, that's being used to promulgate all this through this White House, your White House, friends, not his White House. But listen to this.
Just things about all this. What is your view about the verdict?
Well, first, this case was not about race at all. And what happened, you have the race hustlers and poverty pimps like Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, and others who turned it into a race issue in order to gain power and wealth. And you also have Barack Obama jumping into it by saying that if he had a son, he would look just like Trayvon Martin. And I thought that was insane for him to make that type of comment. He only did that because he wanted to incite the anger of black Americans and others.
Can you stop right there? Now, what have I been telling you, friends, for months on this radio program? Just exactly what he said. This administration is using this not as an issue of the law. Again, Zimmerman was exonerated, but an attempt to incite black folks against white folks. And by the way, the crimes are heightening. Should not this administration be held legally accountable? Yeah, of course he should be. But here you have another reverend getting on Piers Morgan's show. Piers Morgan is about as anti-American. Folks, you know his history. He was implicated on using false photographs in his reports. And the British people don't want him back. And we see how anti-American he is by the fact that he continuously attacks the Bill of Rights in this country. As if to say, friends, that he's got the right to do that, right? Well, that's what I was told. Well, just read Article 2 of the Bill of Rights and you can see that they're the bill of thou shalt not to those that are in government. Not they can go ahead and do whatever they want to do without accountability or consequence. Think with me, would you, friends? Oh, by the way, Jesse Jackson, too. The pimp himself, the adulterer himself. If it's not Al Sharpton, the tax evader. It's interesting that he's coming out saying, now we need to boycott Florida. So, I don't know. Is everybody talking about setting their plans for a vacation to Florida? Because I know we are. We'll be right back after this break to take some of these phone calls. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Piers Morgan from CNN getting spanked again by Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson. Okay. And we got MSNBC's Chris, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, Matthews, apologizes on the behalf of all white people for magnifying the law. I guess what Chris Matthews is apologizing for and giving license to a race of people by apologizing for the laws being enforced against crime that, well, They're not to be held accountable to law. Whatever they want to do, they can do without consequence. So here you have this imbecile apologizing, was exonerated for a law that he didn't break, and yet you have a thug, Trayvon Martin said, Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson, that did break the law. He assailed Zimmerman. This shows you how backwards these people are, friends. Again, I said a couple segments ago, they put light for darkness. Judgment is turned backwards because these people are not willing to be ruled by law. They are communist, friends. They turn justice and judgment on its head. And God's going to make sure that it never falls to the ground in the fashion that they intend to stand it up. He's going to set it right back where it belongs. The law is perpetual, continuous. It's always at work. The Lord looks and beholds the good and the evil to and fro throughout the whole earth. He reigns on the just and the unjust. If that wasn't the case, then why are we walking in the light? And if we weren't walking in the right light, how would we know it's darkness? And that's how you confuse an atheist too, by the way, friends. Just ask him how he knows the difference between right and wrong. He's got to, if he's going to be reasonable in any sense of the word, acknowledge God for giving him his law. And if he doesn't like that, well, then you just bring him through the law and begin to ask him what's against the law in our Constitution and Republic. And then if he fails to come to his senses at that point, well, you know, he may as well just hang up the phone because there's no sense in talking to a guy like that. And then he becomes very dangerous, too. And that might be a point that we want to make as well. But let's go back to Jesse Jackson. I don't know if anybody's seen this as well. The pimp himself, the adulterer himself. His son, I think, is in some serious trouble in Illinois, too, as well, for crimes. But Jesse Jackson is calling for protest in Florida. And when I seen that, I thought, well, you know what? I should call my wife and see if she wants to go to Florida for vacation. Because that's where everybody's going to start going. And by the way, the state-run media is not going to share that with you. But those stores and parks and hotels, man, they are so thankful for guys like Jesse Jackson because whenever that guy opens his mouth, the people do the right thing. Well, he's doing the wrong thing. Oh, one more thing on that whole situation. I want to get into the Saul Alinsky rules for radicals. Obama says, too, during a conference, a surprise press conference, friends, listen to this, a surprise press conference. Obama says that he could have been Trayvon Martin 35 years ago. Ooh, I don't know if he wants to open that door. What's that? Just be careful. Okay, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, when I was listening to Chris Matthews, and he's talking about, you know, apologizing for all white people, and I just kind of thought to myself, you know, let's just say that Zimmerman did do this and that he hunted this, you know, young black guy down and shot him, although we know that he didn't do that. But let's just say he did. It's like the bottom line is that it's still an issue of law. It's still an issue of the heart. It has nothing to do with race. Even if he did do everything that they said he did, it's still an issue of law.
That's right, because all crime is motivated by hate. Doesn't matter what color they are. What's interesting about it is the President of the United States also said in his surprise press conference that he realizes and understands the pain of the black people. And he said that this issue just never goes away. No, we didn't have this issue until he actually brought forth its insurrection. So what about the white people if there's an injustice done? Are they not pained by the fact that there was an injustice taking place? Remember what Martin Luther King again rightly said, Jr.? He said, a threat to justice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Well, of course. Hey, I got black friends. I got Hispanic friends. I got Korean friends. I don't care about none of that stuff. And 99% of the American people don't either. But it's these folks, this administration, this criminal administration, that keep bringing forth things that don't belong to my generation. But why should that surprise anybody? Remember his master, Saul Alinsky, and Rules for Radicals? He said, power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Friends, the question I have for you is who is supporting his administration besides the press? You ever wonder why it's so important for this criminal administration to give license to illegals to come into America? Well, most Americans are under the delusion that people favor this administration. The real question is, who exactly supports Barack Hussein Obama? Let's go down memory lane and recollect just who, so you have been told, gives him all of this support. If you remember correctly, CNN's president resigned last year due to the low viewership it received. And maybe this will shed some light as to why he resigned, because Amber Lyon, former news anchor for CNN, said she was ordered to report fake stories, delete unfriendly stories adverse to the Obama administration, and construct stories in specific manners while working for the left-wing network. Lyon said CNN is paid by U.S. and foreign governments for reporting on some events and not reporting on others. She also stated that the Obama administration pays for CNN's content. Why are they aligned with this administration? Because they all know who pays the bills. And friends, if you look at who's reallocating the money by paying the bills to your enemies within the United States, you might want to consider that you're the one at length paying the bills, because he's taking money and reallocating it illegally to these outlets to report only what he says and not contrary to what he says. So when you complain about it, just keep in mind you're paying for it. And he does not have the right to take your money and use it against you. The New York Times actually blurted out the truth in their confusion, to their credit, might I add, that all information coming out of the Obama administration is first vetted. Yep, we knew that. Thank you, New York Times. That's awesome. Or what about MSNBC? And by the way, I'm sorry I even have to bring these into the equation, but their slogan during the election campaign happened to be, again, lean forward, which is directly derived from the communist playbook. MSNBC parades people like radical lesbian Rachel Maddow, the shameful uncivil rights wannabe leader Al Sharpton, and Chris, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, Matthews. MSNBC's rating can't get any lower than a snake's belly, friend. And that's just exactly where they're at right now. These outlets are the ones that are attempting to remind those who do not have enough common sense to know right from wrong that Barack Hussein Obama has the support of the Americans in the majority, when in fact, nothing could be further from the truth. Don't you remember that in 2010, the election, 63 Democratic representatives were unseated? Huh. Do you remember that Barack Hussein Obama had to move the 2012 Democratic convention from a 74,000-seat arena to a 20,000-seat arena? And he still couldn't fill the seats by giving away free tickets? But these are the people reminding you there's no sense. I hear it all the time on the road. What's the sense? And the church is right there to say, well, God's going to rapture us out of here. What, rapture you out of your responsibility? You hasten to meet the judge that's going to judge you for what you leave undone? You've got to be kidding me. He couldn't even give away free tickets. And then they tried to blame the weather, when in fact the meteorologist said there was no issues with the weather all week long. But here's the state-run media to continuously proclaim that there's no sense. President Obama's got all the support of the American people. No, he does not. Do you remember when it was reported in Milwaukee that people filled up an 18,000-seat arena to see Barack Hussein Obama, when in fact there was only 5,000 seats available? But you believed it because the state-run media told you so. Yet when I ask the American people, do you believe what the media reports? You say no. Do you remember that 70% of Obama's Twitter followers were found to be fake accounts? In other words, they were created out of thin air. They didn't exist. But the state-run media is telling you exactly the opposite. And here's the media, or here's the people in America. As long as they have their boats, as long as they have their homes, who cares about the babies that are being killed? Who cares about the homosexual agenda? Who cares about a criminal administration that's at war with the Constitution and the God that gave us the rights to establish a Republican Constitution? Oh, who cares? Oh, there's no sense. Well, if that was the truth, then why are you enjoying yourself out on the lake fishing today? Because you don't believe that it's really happening. You might want to read Isaiah 42. The fire's burning you up round about. You just don't know it yet. But God told you this would happen if you left off his commandments, his judgments, and his ordinances, his laws. And everybody sits back and complains about what's going on in their country. And I've said it so many times, and I say it again, and I'll say it until I'm blue in the face. If you don't want to listen to God's 10 commandments, you're going to listen to man's 10,000. But let me tell you something. It's going to get worse because your enemies mean what they say. To the right, you wouldn't have a left if the right was doing the right thing all the time. There isn't a left. There's one constitution. There isn't a left. There isn't a right to break the laws. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have, Saul Alinsky. By the way, he attributed his book to Satan himself. Just happens to be Barack Hussein Obama's master. Be right back when we get back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hey everyone, this is Jake, the other guy, with the Sons of Liberty, and we are sponsoring a 12-week constitutional course beginning Thursday, August 22nd, 2013. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Minnesota and available by webinar. The cost is $150 per person and $30 each additional family member, and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the Constitutional Course.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovel Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Rawson here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Anyway, folks, I'm sorry that I didn't pick up. I get kind of fired up on what's going on here. 1-877-807-9977. Right before the break, I was actually asking you the question, friends. Who supports this administration? Who are they that are oppressing you? They are less than 1.7% of the population. See, the reason conservatives don't call these things out, they don't bring these things to the light, because they are dependent upon your sponsor dollars. You need to understand that. To them, it's about the money. To me, it's about the freedom. To them, it's about self-glory, and it's vainglory. To me, it's about honoring those that fought, bled, and died to give us what we have today in the natural and in the spiritual. Christ has also once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us unto God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. That is the captain of my salvation. We're to live unto him who died for us. And again, greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. This is why conservatives don't call this stuff out, because they need this something called rhetorical talk. See, because if they actually brought resolve, we could have peace. They don't want that because they make too much money in the process of that. They love these issues. It's the state-run media on both sides of the aisle that America has fallen for. They love when they combat each other. They love when there's turmoil and contention between the left and the right, by the way, which they created. But who loses? You, the American people, lose. Why? Because you tolerate. You tolerate those that do nothing but talk. That's why it was so important when I first got in ministry that I had to show people my faith by my works. Because I was offended by preachers that just said and they did nothing. It goes much further, my friends, than just preaching from the pulpit inside the building. It's safe there. The church, if you look at it through scriptural eyes, you have to understand that it's only a barracks to raise up for spiritual warfare. The army of God to do and establish righteousness by the power of the Holy Spirit. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd be doing, friends? They'd be standing up saying, bring it down, brah. Let's get back to this. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. This is Saul Alinsky, Rules for Radical, a practical primer for realistic radicals, page 126. Obama's been asked about Saul Alinsky several times. Clown Carney says, well, you all know that the president's very fond of Zelensky. Of course we know that. He was a communist. He was a Satanist, friends. He shoots for the floor rather than the stars. He wants to bring forth bondage rather than giving you and fighting and teaching you how to maintain your rights. And what's the end of that? What's the fruit of that? Freedom. But who supports this administration? Don't you remember when it was reported in Milwaukee that the people filled up an 18,000-seat arena to see Barack Hussein Obama when in fact there was only 5,000 seats? Friends, who's supporting this administration? Do you remember the 70% of Obama's Twitter followers were found out to be fake accounts created out of thin air? Who's supporting them, friends? Or don't you remember when Stevie Wonder couldn't even get 200 people to show up for a fundraiser to re-elect Barack Hussein Obama? Oh, that's right. That's right. Oh, Bradley, but he's still the president. Did you forget that during the re-election inauguration, there weren't even enough people in Washington, D.C. to fill up the hotel rooms? No, friends, you've been duped. You're under attack by foreign enemies. In the Middle East, they have said that the Americans, their gods, are sports. That's why you are under siege today, friends, because God said he would bring it, and he's bringing it. Hey, folks, of course you surely haven't forgotten the massive voter fraud that took place in the United States in the last election. Everybody knows this all across the country. Communist dictator Joseph Stalin said, those who cast the votes decide nothing. Those that count the votes decide everything. You've been duped. Who supports this administration? But what about all those black supporters, Bradley? Well, let's talk about all those black supporters. Don't you remember that 7 in 10 black voters supported the Prop 8 marriage decision, voting down homosexual marriage? The black population is also awakening to the fact that Barack Hussein Obama is Planned Parenthood's greatest advocate. This is the man that voted for abortion over 241 times. He wanted to make sure there was two doctors inside the abortion murder clinic to make sure that if the baby came out alive, there'd be another baby to snuff him out. I bet you didn't know that Planned Parenthood is aimed at eradicating the black race and the Hispanic race. Who supports Barack Hussein Obama? Well, the homosexuals, who make up less than 1.7% of the population, do. The very ones who are being used as a political battering ram only to make way for Sharia law. By the way, the Muslims are calling for the execution of the homosexuals, but the homosexuals won't go after the Muslims for calling for their execution. They want to blame guys like me for that, even when I don't say it. But we're having these issues because we're not enforcing the laws of our republic against crime. Planned Parenthood supports Barack Hussein Obama only to be used as a political battering ram to eradicate human life under the guise of choice, which in truth is population control. In effect, Obama supports only, and his supporters only comes from those who are at war with our constitutional republic and those who are at war with God who gave us our rights to establish our constitutional republic. Exodus 18:21. So within the United States, Obama enjoys support from the homosexuals, abortionists, and the communists. Without the United States, countries like Cuba, Venezuela, China, Russia, and the Muslim Brotherhood have expressed their support for Obama. So from within and without, who are they, friends? They're communists. So who supports President Barack Hussein Obama? Not the American people. Not the 78% of the professed Christians, patriots, and or conservatives, well, then why is he still there? He's not there to eradicate our rights. Thomas Jefferson said he was there to ensure our rights that God gave us. I shared with you a couple weeks ago that civil rights is at war with the right giver. Of course they are. Civil rights is when the government comes in and calls the shots. And then they call it equality, but you notice how they never make reference to God's law, the one that gave us the right. See, because again, God didn't give us the right to break the law. So friends, if he's got all of the support within the United States, here's the real question. I want to lay to your candor. Why are the illegals so important to Obama if he has all that support? Why does he want 30 million illegals in the United States? Why does he want to give a license to criminals to come in here? Man, I would think that they would want to come in the right way, not the wrong way. But that's not the question. The question is why are the illegals so important to this administration? Because, friends, he doesn't have the support of the people. That's why. No wonder this administration sees fit to lean forward to open the floodgates to illegal immigration. So, does this administration have the support that you might think they have? Absolutely not. Remember what Saul Alinsky said. Master, I could just see Obama's calling him, yes, master. Yes, master, like grasshopper. Yes, grasshopper. Saul Alinsky, Barack Hussein Obama's daddy, said, power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. I hope I did a good job of pulling away all darkness by exposing the light to show you the rats in the corner. But friends, don't be deceived when you have both eyes open. And I just opened both your eyes for you. He has the support of all of America's enemies, both from without and from within. I thought that was great. I thought that was great. Friends, if you'd like to be my friend, you can. Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E on Facebook. You can go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Just posted that article, by the way. Who supports this administration on WorldNet Daily front page, WorldNet Daily front page. You can also check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I love you by what I do, friends. I really do. We can do this thing. Not because I said so, but because God said so. God has never used a majority. He's always used a minority. Wake up. Keep your eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of your faith. By the way, not without the cross, where there's real faith, the Lord will lay the cross on that faith. It's not easy. Straight and narrow and difficult is the way. But let me tell you what. He never, ever fails you. He's not a man that he should lie. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.